Yeah! All right, everybody! Grab your sports bookie. Head on over to the campus of Slash U.
It's kind of sporty, right?
Yeah, it is.
That's what I was going for. That's it. That's the outro. It's like 30 seconds. It's quick.
And let's dance away.
We didn't get to hear that last time we recorded.
Yes, that's cool. I dig it. Yeah. Welcome to the Slash U Slasher Bracket.
Yay.
It's March Madness here on the campus of Slash U. I'm your Coach Nick.
Coach Andy. P.E. Yeah.
Coming to the gym locker room with me. I got to have a talk with you.
Ooh. You put your towel. Keep your towel on, sir.
Get in the shower.
Yeah, we're doing a bracket. We're doing a tournament bracket in the Slasher Madness.
And we've got a winner from last week, Mars versus Horny the Clown.
Yeah.
From Drive Thru. Horny the Clown advances.
Oh, he won.
Madman Mars in the dust. Yeah. Yes.
Well, that's what you and I said in the episode.
But we had to do a tiebreaker.
Right. There was
people were voting for Madman fucking Mars.
Well, so it was a tie. And
we made the was a tie.
We made the decision on the podcast, but
it was 3 votes to 3 votes.
Wow.
we were each one of them. So our 4 listeners voted it.
Typical American voter turnout.
True.
We recorded another round that same day. We also hit up. We're doing
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers versus Cletus the Fetus from Red Christmas.
Yes,
that episode. As you hear this, that episode dropped already a few days ago. So
this is new to us. So forgive us if we seem a little bit.
To account for the fact that I'm recording this today.
Yeah,
it's not going to air till next Monday, so I got to take that into account. But you will have already heard the winner of Cletus versus Michael a few days ago.
This is definitely new for the both of us. Taking the slasher bracket.
On that episode, we said Cletus won, but we're going to also collect votes. Or we did put up a poll. Or we will put up a poll.
Did I fucking forget?
As I'm speaking this moment here on March 26th, the polls are up for Ghostface versus Belial from Basket Case and Funhouse Monster versus Sweatshop. The Beast from Sweatshop. That poll is up live, and we want you to vote in that because that's what we're talking about today.
And that's going to be real, real nice, as the kids say. So as Andy said and brought up very eloquently.
Thank you.
Cletus the Fetus did move on to the next round.
Yeah.
I don't see, again, people are voting. We're only doing movies that we have seen, so we're not bringing, people are like, where's Jason? You know, you can fuck right off. Jason, Slash U Professors did not do Friday the 13th.
You can't open this up to all slasher movies from all time because we haven't even seen tons of them. And there's a bunch that we have seen that are not in this tournament.
I know. We still didn't bring in, the uncle from Blood Diner.
Sure.
We got to get Eastar.
Well, he was just a brain in a jar.
Still, he did some damage.
Pick him up and throw him on the ground. There, I win.
So we're only so these are the 16 killers that we deemed kind of fun.
Yeah.
You can check out our socials to see who is going against two.
Yeah.
Or go back to our first episode. I'll make you listen to it. I go down the list of all the matchups.
From a week ago.
Yeah. But Cletus the Fetus from Red Christmas and Horny the Clown from Drive Thru have advanced to the Elite Eight. And what's great now, as we go into these kills, is that today we're doing one of my favorites, The Beast from Sweatshop versus the Monster
from Funhouse.
Yes, 2009 versus 1982.
That's right. Wow. We didn't do that on purpose, the matchup over such a span of time. It was the same deal with Horny versus Madman. Madman Mars was 81 and Horny the Clown was
2009 or 2006. Yeah,
something like that. So we didn't do that on purpose. That's just kind of the way it shook out when we were matching everybody up. But so Monster from Funhouse didn't really have a name. He's just the Monster.
They actually did. I looked it up. Gunther.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And we mentioned that in the episode.
And they don't really say it. I'm curious if they say it in the film.
I think at one point, maybe?
Because it's the guy who, because obviously this monster is wearing a mask. This movie is like if someone had a few from
Funhouse.
Yeah, this movie is like seriously like the Funhouse, which we recorded this episode on July 23rd, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a 1981 slasher film, kind of got some cult status that centers around four teenagers who become trapped inside a funhouse and stalked by a deformed alien man-looking motherfucker.
Right.
This movie is like if the director wanted to discuss mainstream geopolitical environments constrained in varying degrees of unrest with civil, economic, and static injustices that speak to the clairvoyance of every politician during the early 80s, meaning the world is the funhouse, cinephiles everywhere got erections.
That's what you said on our episode. Although I think you were drinking, and so you maybe didn't say it that eloquently.
Thank you. I probably didn't.
You nailed it, though, today, friend. Yeah, this was one of those movies where it was just the classic, like, four kids on a double date, you know, looking to get busy, fool around, do some drugs, commit some minor crimes, breaking, entering, and they decided to go at this carnival. They decided, we're going to break into this funhouse and spend the night.
Yeah, and they walk around the funhouse. It's great because it really is like a state fair or a county fair from that time, the 80s. Right. This movie, to me, really wasn't a slasher as much as it was like a suspenseful horror.
Kind of.
And because it brought up memories for me when I was a kid, Andy, when I went to state fairs back in the day. And did you know, and it was true, you remember in this movie, they went to a booby show.
They did.
Where you could see bubes.
There was an around. They didn't pay. Remember, it cost too much. It was
They drilled
$6.
So
they went around back of the tent.
And put a hole in the tent.
A hole in the tent. And we remember pointing out there was tons of other holes that had been duct taped over. And we talked about in the episode, why don't they just send a guy out to walk around every 5 minutes to make sure that nobody's peeping
Easy peasy. They probably could get the guy, you know, from like, you know, who's doing the tilt-a-whirl.
Hey, Frank,
can you put the, after you're done with the tilt-a-whirl, after you're done cleaning the tilt-a-whirl, can you come over here and do some perimeter?
Right. Clean the semen off the back of the peep show tent.
Oh, God.
Clean that the vomit in the tilt-a-whirl. But it smelled like blue cheese and feet.
I bet it does inside the tent. I think I did. I was like, I wonder what it smells like in there. Yep. Because we're going back to when I was a child, Andy.
Yeah.
Because I remember my mom, I was like, because they had airbrushed images of girls like covering their boobies.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, as a young boy, I'm like, holy cow, what's that? My mom went, it's a Hoochie Coochie show.
Hoochie Coochie show.
And so that just made me laugh because I was like, Hoochie Coochie, Hoochie Coochie.
This was episode 79 of Slash U.
But they really do have some kind of fun with the movie. Like Andy said, they go into the fun house and that's where the killings start happening. What is this killer who is, we will call the monster instead of Gunter? He wore a mask. He wore a Frankenstein mask. Wasn't that correct? So they wouldn't see his real identity.
He was a worker at the carnival who, you're right. I mean, he's not like a irrational like animal. Like he could think, he could speak.
Is he human?
We talked about that in the episode, but he was an employee at the carnival, wore a Frankenstein monster mask.
And beckoned kids to come on the funhouse ride.
Yeah, he just didn't speak. He would just, he would walk around. And then what happened was he went back into the carnival at the end of his, or into the funhouse at the end of his shift, and our teens had snuck upstairs in the funhouse to fool around, maybe do some druggies, touch some bubies. And they happened to look through kind of the cracks in the floorboards, and they watched as Gunter, our monster guy, was paying Madam Zimbabwe, whatever her name was, the fortune teller, paying her for a handy.
Oh, and he couldn't get it hard, yes.
And he finished quickly.
Oh, that's right.
He finished quickly. It was $100. It was $100 for that.
And so he didn't want to pay.
And well, yeah, he got mad at her and he ended up killing her. And the kids witnessed it. And then I think one of them, the dad or the monster's father,
quote unquote, hated
to be called his father because the monster like mouthed the word daddy or something like Victor Crowley.
Yeah,
The guy's like, don't call me your father. He's berating him. And one of the kids, like, dropped his lighter through the floorboard.
That's right.
And that's when they discovered they were getting spied
on. That's where, like, all the hell breaks loose, if you will.
So they witness a murder, and essentially then the murderer starts to chase them around the funhouse. The funhouse, of course, also a giant fucking building. You remember?
Yes.
We talked about how, is this just a temporary, you know, going to set up for a week thing? Because it's huge.
I remember that.
There's all kinds of twists and turns and secret passageways. There was like a crawl space underneath.
Yeah.
Like this is a there was a wine building.
There was a wine bar.
There was a wine cellar. Yeah.
And a nice little cafe that served excellent croissants on the East End. No, I as we get into the kills, I kind of got more confused on this alien looking Frankenstein. Like he really looks like an alien, deformed alien. And I don't know if he has human sperm in him.
DNA, human DNA.
Same thing.
We postulated that his mom was some sort of creature.
Postulated.
We proposed because in the freak show at the carnival, there was like, they made reference to his brother in the jar over there. Remember there was like, one of those pickled fetuses?
So it's
that
human.
Was freaky looking.
It's human sperm and pickle sperm?
No. His dad, the guy who plays his father in the film,
quote unquote, yeah,
referred to your brother in the jar over there. So this guy, that was probably a stillborn child or somebody that came out of the womb freaky looking, and they pickled him in a jar and put him on display in the carnival. Then this monster is born as well. So I remember pickled. Asking the question, like, what does this guy's mom look like? You know, if the carnival barker is his dad, who's a normal looking human, and his brother is a freak in a jar, and he looks the way he does. What do you suppose his mom looked like?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I set you up for that.
Yeah,
you fucking spiked it, man. Great job.
I drove that one fucking few hundred yards.
That was a good one.
I mean, really, it'd be like if E.T., you know, like maybe like E.T.'s mom.
Motorcycle on the street outside.
I guess it's 50 degrees.
Yeah,
that's a dirt bike. We found out they might steal them down the road, but that's a whole nother story. Well, stay tuned for Crime U.
True Crime U.
So the mom could have been E.T.'s like mom.
Yeah,
and then the carnival dude could have banged her. Anyway,
we don't
have to go off on alien sperm this whole episode, Andy. Calm it down just a little bit.
I mean, at the end of the day, he's some kind of weird deformed freak.
We have him posted up on Slack.
Picture? Yeah. Okay, so check out flashu_podcast, the Insta for
and vote. Well, and shit.
Vote. Go ahead, do it.
Yeah.
Just check out our socials for all of these and vote on who you think will win.
And we'll announce next week.
We'll announce as we go. And yep.
That's a good thing we got to remember. So let's get to the kills, though.
Yeah, he was real strong.
Madame Zaina was the first
one. That's it.
That's
I said Madame Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
It's right here in front of me in my goddamn notes.
Madame Zimbabwe. Yeah.
This is my first day hosting Hand a job. Podcast. So
was that racist, what I just did?
A little bit.
Was it? Why?
Wakanda forever. I don't know.
See, is that racist?
Maybe what I said was, yeah. But Madame Zaina was the first death.
She, electrocuted against some animatronics by Gunther. His name was Gunther Twymont.
I think he was just mad. She was berating him for not being able to hold it. She was jerking him off. And then she took his money, and I think he, like, shoved her, and she hit the circuit breaker box and got shocked and killed.
Let's have a contest. Let's see who can make the best sound effects for an alien monster after
having orgasm.
Yeah, having good climax. Is that yours? Mine's this.
We sound like the sand people on Star Wars, Tusken Raiders.
You don't use that enough. So that's what aliens get reach climax. They sound like those little fucking things in robes. Yeah.
Okay, so
then Richie Atterbury.
Yep,
he was hanged.
Yep. they put him on a ride, and I remember a rope came down and pulled him up. And then the killer like staged him on the same ride, and his friend Buzz
axed him in the head.
Axed him in the head.
Wasn't Buzz the one that looked like he was like 60?
Yes, actually, according to you, he got older as the episode went on because you refer to him as 60, and then 80, and then like 50. I mean, this guy's like he's got his own apartment. He's like fucking 80.
He is.
Rest of them lied to their parents about where they were.
He's a creepy guy that hangs out like with the fucking high school kids, gets a beer, and like bangs the 15-year-old.
Would be a lot cooler if you did.
Every town had one of those, which is unfortunate.
Right.
Liz Duncan. She was eaten by Gunther.
Wasn't she? Yeah.
She and then Conrad Straker She was eight and out by Conrad Straker was impaled on a sword after falling.
I called him Carney Dad.
Carney Dad. That was good.
Yeah.
Buzz, our 65-year-old high school student, was stabbed off screen by Gunther, the monster. And then Gunther himself died. So we want to count seven of those, right?
One, two, three, four, five, six. Yeah.
Seven.
I counted. I don't remember who the seventh one was.
Gunther himself.
Yeah, the monster.
Yeah, I so that's
Madame Zaina, Richie, Liz, Carney Dad.
Yep.
Buzz.
Oh, and the monster. Oh, six.
Yeah.
I cannot count.
Amy was our final girl. Amy sort of shoved the monster against some like gears that were.
I like to call her milk
because of her boobs.
No, don't say that.
Well, why do you say milk in such a perverty way, man? No,
because of that she drank milk in the very beginning of the scene.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah, come on.
That was another thing. Like, they wound up, like, in the inner workings, the bowels of the funhouse, if you will, with all the gears and shit moving.
Yeah,
the ride,
he got crushed.
And he got crushed between two giant gears, despite the fact that he's, you know, big, strong monster. So, do you remember the little brother, too, in this movie?
Yes!
Joey?
Yeah, he kept sneaking out because he wanted to go to the fair.
The subplot that had no bearing on the...
Thank you!
We pointed that out in our episode.
Really, that little fuck had nothing to do. There's and no people, reason. Nick, why do you cuss so much? It's just to add emphasis.
Yeah.
Just add some texture.
Right.
Some structure to this thing we call Slash You! Hey, let's get to the beast.
Please. So... yeah, that does it for Funhouse Monster Gunther, the Beast, episode 110 of Slash U.
His opponent in the right side of campus.
Yeah.
The Beast from 2009, Sweatshop. Yeah. We recorded this episode, Andy, on May 18th, 2023.
Yeah, episode 110. We refer to this movie quite a bit, don't we?
Yeah, this one, this one hits home for me. It's funny because I looked at my notes. And I seem to kind of sometimes, like, make fun of it, but it just grows on me like a Will Ferrell movie. Where, it like every time I talk about it, it just gets better and better in my head.
Yeah.
Just a real quick summary. Charlie and her friends break into an abandoned warehouse and begin setting up an impromptu rave party. And also brothel.
That's right. We find out that Charlie's running, like, a little side brothel.
Hand jobs. Imagine getting a hand job from the Beast. Oh.
Probably wouldn't last very long. Yeah. You just tear your dick off.
I know.
First stroke, ripping it off.
So unbeknownst to them,
gag you with your balls. Yeah. Remember?
Which we'll get
in this movie.
So much in this movie. Unbeknownst to them, somewhere around the factory or warehouse, something lurks in this dark place. Mm-hmm. A presence so horrific, so monstrous, it has no name. They just call it the Beast.
Correct.
Fueled by uncontrollable, unprovoked rage, this Beast knows only one thing. And Charlie and her companions closed the wrong building, and they're about to pay for it.
I think the actor who played the Beast hit us up on Facebook.
Yeah, and then they hit us up on email and said, "How about some posters?" And I was like, "Fuck yeah, I eat them on twice."
Stacey Davidson, the director.
Yeah, they never. I don't even know if they. So thanks for the posters. Not.
Oh, what are you gonna do?
Still is nice.
The actor who played the Beast made a movie.
That's right.
And I know we could probably hit him up to interview him on a future episode.
I would do that.
He was friends with the guys and starred in Axe Murdering with Hackley.
That is very, it's kind of that
posse group.
Kevin Bacon, theory.
Kevin Bacon. Yeah, 6 degrees.
6 degrees of Bacon.
So. Homies down in Texas who hang out and are, you know, fans of this type of movie.
This movie is like if someone had a few bucks, a bunch of leftover ground beef, a ton of beet juice, and absolutely no writing skills.
You didn't like the writing.
You didn't like
the plot. You didn't like the dialogue. And I agree. It's not great.
But it's a fun movie.
But it's a fun fucking movie.
Period. I mean, I like I said, it's like the Will Ferrell effect, I should call it.
Yeah. This one was awesome. There's so many good kills.
I try to Google.
Yeah.
This kill count.
Oh, we arrived at a number.
I'm interested to see, because this one...
Back in our episode, we analyzed it pretty closely. I think we might have paused and looked up the movie, replay.
But you
helped me.
Like, yes.
Especially in the final scenes of the movie.
That's what I try to do. Like, I looked at my notes and, you know, brought everything back to, the final kill count, if you will, as we say in Slash U. But let's just... there's nothing to this movie. It is a rave being set up, and not only is it like this massive fucking killer, but the killer has such a unique outfit out of any of our. I mean, that's gonna play on my vote as we move forward
for sure.
He had like a fur coat.
Yeah, he had big furs.
A welder's mask.
Big welder's mask on. You never saw his face.
And what did you call the hammer?
It was a foundry hammer.
There you go.
So it was essentially like a giant, few hundred pound anvil with a handle, big long handle on it, like a 5 foot, 6 foot handle. So I remember saying in the episode, it had to be like 500 pounds, and this guy's swinging it around like it's nothing.
It's interesting to me, Andy. I would love to know more about this now that we have come to know and love this movie.
I wish we'd get some Beast backstory.
Yes!
I think there...
Get out of my head!
I thought I mentioned that there was like a prequel, like graphic novel or a comic.
Yeah, there was... Yeah,
went over some of it.
Yeah.
I never dove into it.
I mean, because what, does he have a little room there? Talk about, does he order DoorDash?
Right.
Oh, is this the Beast? Eat? You want your usual extra salami?
Does he go to the dentist every 6 months?
Yeah, you know, like seriously.
Is he cooking food? How does he survive?
Is he into Pilates?
Probably doesn't pay taxes, you know. What are they going to do? Are they going to send some IRS agents to the factory to get him?
No, I think he lives off the grid.
Yeah.
But I wonder if he has a cell phone.
He's a squatter.
What plan he goes with? Probably Verizon.
He also had assistants. You remember that?
Yes.
Two, like, gnarly, like...
That's right.
The girl from The Ring with better hair. Yes. Better teeth, I think you said.
It was, though.
There's two of them. And so, he had, like, some gnarly, like, Gollum Lord of the Ring looking...
Yeah, right on. Thanks for bringing that up. I totally would have spaced that.
Do they enter into the fight against Funhouse Monster here, his assistants, or is it just strictly Beast versus Gunther?
Well, when we bring up Belial and Ghostface, does Dwayne... Or does because, you know, the brother.
Yeah.
I'm going to say nope.
Okay, so it's just the Beast.
It's just the Beast going against. It's not fair to do to Gunther or whatever his name is, the monster.
With
the dill pickle semen.
We said in Sweatshop it was a bunch of partygoers looking like extras out of Mad Max.
Yep.
Because they all had their collars and their goth hairdos and neon lights and things break into this factory.
I mean, you think about Easy Shoot as we continue to push forward with ours. Mm-hmm. Murder Cabin, follow Murder Cabin _murder_movie on Instagram.
Is that what it is?
Murder_Cabin_movie.
I knew you want to get a clean one there.
Yeah, thanks. But you got to think about shooting. This was shot in one space.
Oh, sure.
I don't think there was much to it.
And like you said,
they probably, all their friends are acting in it, probably.
They just had ground beef and beet juice. That was probably the budget. There was so much gory kills.
There was so much gore. I mean, that's what I would love, just to talk to Stacy and just kind of feel that out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love the premises. I want to know how the premises came to be. I mean, I would have so many questions. But I have, right now, just starting to kind of go down the kills. Mm-hmm. First, I can just do the first three. The unnamed woman, she gets shot 14 times by the police officer.
Brandy.
Brandy in the head and chest. Lolly, organs ripped out, throat and jaw torn off by the beast. Brandy, her neck caught in razor wire, legs demolished by the hammer.
Oh,
you remember that? The legs?
Yeah.
And then she's still alive, like, later, but that kill is fucking crazy.
I thought that was Kim. You said Brandy.
Oh, maybe. I don't see a Kim.
There is a Kim.
But anyway, go ahead. Yeah. So who do you have after Brandy?
Well, there's Kenny.
Yep.
Head
bashed in.
Yep. Jade.
Yep. That was when her head was turned. That's when Jade was the one in the elevator. When I put up on the...
Dick shot kill.
Yes!
She's in the elevator and he hits her with that big foundry hammer. And there's just a splatter of guts and blood.
It's like, it's like a strainer. It's like a head being pushed up against, like, mesh fucking...
I'm closing my eyes because it's hard to not puke. Miko, our little pixie Asian type
folded
chick.
Backwards, Miko, yeah.
She got just hit. Like, the foundry hammer, like, hit her on her head. And I said in the episode, she got crushed like you step on a can.
Yes!
Just smushed.
She was in another movie we did about the
guy. Right after that.
Yeah.
Spirit Camp.
There you go!
Yeah, that's how we picked Spirit Camp, was because of her.
There you go.
She starred in that movie. So,
right on.
Kim, Enix, Enix was like the DJ dude who.
Oh yeah.
He called Charlie out on her shenanigans with the prostitution ring she was running. Speaking of Diddy, current events. Do you see where they raided Diddy's houses?
Oh yes. Yeah.
I don't want to. We got to keep it timeless. Somebody might be listening to this in 6 months. But as we record this, after you're fucking going after Diddy for sex trafficking.
R. Kelly's like, I'll save you a place.
Yeah. I saw a meme already of like Tom Brady like spotting somebody and smiling, and it's like the face R. Kelly makes when Diddy shows up in jail.
I sent you one of the Sunny Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I don't diddle kids.
We got to write a song about not diddling kids.
That is the absolute worst idea. Yeah.
Why would you? I think writing a song about it was the worst thing you could do.
Okay, go ahead.
Scotty and then all the partygoers at the end.
Did we mention Charlie?
Charlie didn't get killed. She escaped.
I have they got the names mixed up. Then that's what it was. So then I have the 100 Tears Raver.
Yeah, you went down the list and
8 9 10 11 12 13 14 15 16 17 18 19 20 21 22 23 24 25 27 20, 29 I have.
Yeah, we came up with 31 total.
Okay, tomato, tomato. Yeah. Wrong when it comes to these skills.
Well, because we counted, we did our own skillful counting, and we also consulted the internet to get an idea. And we thought it was right around 31 total kills.
Okay, so
the final scene, you remember the final scene?
Yes.
Charlie escapes underneath the garage
door
as it's closing, and she stands there facing the closed garage door, and you hear the screams of all the rave goers in the factory. As the beast is killing him, and the screams get quieter and quieter as he kills him off until there's no more sound, and then she just runs out of frame, and that's the end of the movie. Spoilers.
Spoilers. I mean, we're kind of giving away a lot now.
I remember saying that chick is hardcore, like, out for herself. Like, I mean, what's she supposed to do? But she ran out and sealed everyone else in and got away. Like, woof.
We did talk about that. Like, was that a Karen move?
I don't know.
I mean, what were you supposed to do?
She's not going to stand up to the guy, but
why
still.
Would she have to close the door?
Yeah, to trap him in there, but she trapped him in there with all these other innocent
partygoers. Give them a chance. I just would have fucking run. I don't think I would have had been in the state of mind to hit a button. But, like, what I'm getting at, or what I'm thinking of, is that the beast possesses immense strength and a relentless pursuit of his victims, making him a formidable antagonist.
Yeah. Formidable antagonist.
While the monster in Funhouse is physically strong and capable of inflicting harm, he is also vulnerable due to his limitations and lack of strategic intelligence.
Nice.
So that said,
yeah,
my crown goes to the beast.
Yeah. I agree. I'm not. I can't disagree. I mean, here's my reasoning. The Funhouse, that monster, he's a monster, yes. But what it boils down to is he is just kind of a really deformed human.
Yeah.
He's just he's a guy like you or me who just was happened to be born horribly disfigured, looking like an alien, and. As a result, he's aggressive, and we pointed out that he wants love too, because he's trying to get laid. Like Madame Zaina jerked him off.
I know, but I mean, at least he got to have a little snoot snoot, you know. Like so at least he'd be like, I'm calm now.
So the rest of the movie, he's recovering from that. No, I'm just kidding. But my point is, he's essentially just a guy. Like I don't think he has super strength or any supernatural things to him. And his motivation is really just to. Kill all the witnesses to his one murder. Like he murdered Madame Zaina, and then he's after the rest of the kids to try to cover that up. But the beast, he's extremely strong.
The beast is sheer strength and aggression alone. His aggression
very driven.
Gives him the advantage. I mean, there's no contest.
He's not going to stop the beast. So
if anybody votes for again, God, I gotta quit saying again.
It's
all
okay.
I believe that people need to watch the movies before they vote. It's fun just to vote, but you don't want to
go back and listen to Slash U.
You don't want to go to the polls uneducated.
Correct. Don't do that. Too many people do that in this country.
Yes,
go
yes,
back
yes.
to at least go back to our episodes. Episode 79 for the Funhouse, episode 110 for Sweatshop. Listen to the way we broke down those movies. I'm gonna tell us what you think.
You know what? Can we go down to our commentary pants now? Like, you know, like let's say we're on ESPN and like we're like, you know, Andy, it's gonna be tough for some of these other competitors. I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm going with the Beast to go all the way because here's why. I mean, he's a tough motherfucker.
Yeah,
we might have some surprise upsets.
Right, you never know. Stories. But
what's that?
Cinderella stories.
Cinderella stories coming out of the slasher bracket here, Sledge.
Okay, so I'm going to be Charles Barkley as if on ESPN.
I just think this matchup, the Beast, man, he's terrible. He's terrible. He's gonna wipe the floor with everybody. The worst.
Or is that more Shaq?
No, I don't know. I think that was Barkley. That was really good.
Well, I don't see any. I don't see the Funhouse Monster being a matchup. This is to me a 10-12 seed versus a 2, like a 3 or a 2, you know, when it comes to the sweatshop. And I really don't see the Funhouse Monster beating the Beast in any situation.
Well, then we got to wait for the voting.
Yeah.
But that could mean that the Beast would go against Cletus the Fetus or it'll be the monster from Funhouse. But we put our votes in. We're going to leave it to our four to five listeners out there to help us vote.
Go ahead and vote on the Instagram page.
Yeah, and if the story's already gone, I still have a post up that you can comment on.
You could comment. You could email us, slashupodcast@gmail.com.
Carrier pigeons.
I'll put it up on Facebook. I did put a poll up for the last matchup, and nobody voted at all. Shocking.
Vote on our message.
Nobody
us
cares
on,
about Facebook, I guess.
No. Message us on OnlyFans.
There. You could go ahead and message us on OnlyFans. But you can get if you know our phone numbers, go ahead and text us your vote. We'll count that.
Area code 414-555. D's nuts in your mouth.
Nice.
Hey, so listen. Well, that's a pretty good episode. We're going to kind of roll it up. Guess what's coming up next?
Yeah, we're going to do Belial from Basket Case.
Belial Bradley from Basket Case.
Versus Ghostface from Scream.
Versus Ghostface from Scream.
That's what I said.
Yes. I'm just repeating it because that damn fucking kid out there in his fucking dirt bike. I got dogs and dirt bikes going on around. Hey, great. So stay tuned for the Slasher Bracket where your coaches, Nick and Andy.
And that's it. Until next time, class dismissed.
Woohoo!